Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Barbara Sofer, writer, lecturer, Israel director of public relations for Hadassah. What a job that must be. Barbara, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Always a pleasure to talk to you from Jerusalem, and I want to wish everybody a Chodesh Tova, a very good new month that we've just begun. And, you know, this is the month of Tammuz. It starts off with... It's wedding season here. It's party season here. We've only had three cases of new cases of coronavirus yesterday. And we're going to be able to take our masks off inside, except in hospitals, starting next week. So the month kind of starts off with a lot of partying, and we have a lot of invitations. But and then we get to a sadder part of the month when we begin the 3 weeks before the sobering 3 weeks before the fall of the temple. And that's kind of the mixed bag that we're in here in Israel. We are waiting to have a new government. The majority of people think we should have a new government. But we keep saying that, you know, the new government TBD, to be determined, because as it is, we're supposed to have a new government sworn in 4 p.m., on Sunday, Israel time, the whole country will be waiting. But no one's 100% sure this is going to happen. This is a pulled-together government with many different parties and with a kind of a strange combination of parties, but hopeful in a sense. The hope that the coalition will have 61 votes in order to be confirmed. We have 120 persons in the members of the Knesset. But if one person, of course, decides not to vote for, then we will be thrust into a fifth election. And if it's one thing most Israelis don't want, it's the fifth election. Why do we have so many elections? Because we are pretty much tied here, half and half. It's not make-believe situations that we are.
Barbara, that's interesting you say that, because, you know, it's arguable that actually you're not that split at all. It's arguable that had, say, Benjamin Netanyahu resigned or left office of his own accord some time ago, Gideon Saar wouldn't have left, Bennett wouldn't have left, there would have been a very big center-right bloc, which wouldn't have been split at all. There would have been a very large majority. What's your comment to a statement like that?
We're totally non-political as the spokesperson of Hadassah, and I don't like to talk about my own political views, but I think the general feeling is that the master politician here, Benjamin Netanyahu, who in this country full of controversies managed to be prime minister for 15 years, 12 of them consecutively, messed up here. There is a tragic flaw that the opposition actually came from people who worked with him and who shared his ideology. So that there is a great feeling in the country that it's time to also change leaders. So those two factors combined to create this rather interesting party that this interesting coalition, I call it interesting, that goes from what the New York Times calls the hard right to Mansour Abbas, who is the head of the Arab, the Muslim party, and who actually, when he speaks, sounds very reasonable. So, you know, the Mansour Abbas is actually a dentist, and today I was in the dental school where he studied, and all around me was a mix of Jews and Arabs working together to fix teeth for many of the patients. There are people who come in to get less expensive dental care. Dental care isn't covered by our national health. And maybe he got that sense of being able to work together in his own education. That's what I was thinking today. So I want to stay on that issue
for a moment, Barbara, because I think it's absolutely fascinating. Specifically speaking to you comes from Hadassah, who probably sees the best of what Israel can be from that perspective in terms of coexistence. You don't, you know, afford medical treatment to somebody based on their religion or their ethnicity. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you're blind to all those things. So talk to us about awful deterioration of relations between Arabs and Jews over the past 3 weeks.
During the period in which we were having an 11-day war, and suddenly, probably the most disturbing part of it was the riots in what we call the mixed cities in which the very large Jewish and large Arab populations. I want to say something about Israel. You know, it's not a Pollyanna land. Underneath the surface, we keep the peace here and we keep respectful society going with an effort. It's not something that happens naturally. So under the surface, there is a certain amount of dislike and rage. And unfortunately, when it's tapped into, it got totally out of hand here. And I want to tell you that there are radio announcements now in Israel with Jews and Arabs talking. They're reaffirming the ability to work together. I heard a concert going on with the mixed Jewish and Arab band directed to young people to remind others that in this country, we do stick together. And I can tell you that at Hadassah Hospital today, I visited a woman with an 8-day-old baby who came in from Gaza, who was being treated by a doctor whose house was bombed because he actually lives on the doctor on the Gaza border. So that's still happening. She wasn't afraid to come in.
Wow.
He wasn't going to refuse to treat her, although his own children were terrorized by that bombing. And that goes on every single day in Israel. I mean, I'm particularly proud of it at Hadassah Hospital where I work, but there are those connections throughout the country. When you called me before, I was swimming at the YMCA, and I would say at least half the swimmers were Jewish and half of them were Arab. All of us swim together. So I think there's a feeling that we have to work harder at deepening these ties now. And that's an important message that everybody had, that we can't let this rage that's underneath, the disagreements that's underneath, and also a lot of it, almost all the people involved were young men. A lot of it were people who were at least partly involved in crime. And they were sort of like the gangs fighting each other. You would have very few middle-aged people fighting each other on the streets, people with families. So these are areas that we hope the new government will be able to invest in, a very big criminal element in the Arab, and not one that is small in the Israeli also. But sometimes we get involved in such big issues that we don't deal with what's right in front of our faces. And that certainly is an issue that we have to invest in.
Barbara, thank you so much for standing in for Eileen Marks this afternoon. I really appreciate your time and your insights. And thank you. Really, really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, we're hoping for the best. I wish everybody a really great month. And I read a paper by one of our Hadassah doctors this week that came out that says that optimism is still one of the best prescriptions for good health. So I wish everybody, at this point where we really don't know what's happening, an optimistic point of view, and particularly in Parshat Korach, we know, keep away from the disputes and let's stay positive together. Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, from the city of Jerusalem to all.